This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. January 12th, 1969. The scoreboard read New York Jets 16, Baltimore Colts 7. The Jets had done the impossible. They had just beaten the mighty Baltimore Colts, a team that many thought to be, up to that time, the best in the NFL history. The Jets were heavy underdogs, despite having a 12-3 record, including a 27-23 win over defending AFL champion Oakland in the AFL championship game. But New York had won only two games easily that year, against the Boston Patriots and the Miami Dolphins, and they had played only 5 of 15 games against teams with winning records. Baltimore was a different story. Ranked number one in defense and number two on offense, the Colts had outscored opposing teams by a whopping 460-158. The defense had 3 shutouts and didn't allow a touchdown in 6 games. That offensive and defensive dominance showed in wins against the Steelers, 41-7, the 49ers, 42-14, the Falcons, 44-0, and the Cardinals, 27-0, and the Giants, 26-0. The only blemish on an otherwise perfect season was the 30-20 loss to the Cleveland Browns. But later, Baltimore avenged that defeat by humiliating the Browns 34-0 in the NFL championship game. In addition to the Colts' strength, many analysts and fans believe the Jets played in an inferior league. The AFL hadn't fared well in 2 prior Super Bowl matchups, losing to the Packers both times, Kansas City in Super Bowl I, and Oakland in Super Bowl II. Neither game was close. So how were these Jets able to upset the seemingly unconquerable Colts? Some claimed the fix was on. Others thought the Colts were overconfident. And some felt that the Jets didn't get the credit they deserved. Whatever the reason, the 1968 Colts aren't remembered as the best team in NFL history because they didn't win the Super Bowl. Instead, the prevailing view is that Baltimore lost in one of the biggest upsets in football history. But redemption would come. Baltimore won the big game 2 years later as the Jets went 4-10 that year. Don Shula, the Colts head coach in 1968, wasn't with the team in 1970. Shula coached the Miami Dolphins to a perfect 17-0 season in 1972, the only undefeated season in NFL history. Other great teams lost the Super Bowl: the 1969 Minnesota Vikings, the 1983 Washington Redskins, and the 2007 New England Patriots. But for my money, the 1968 Baltimore Colts are the best team ever to lose the Super Bowl. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings sports history to life. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. and any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in the Row One shop, check out thousands more unique items with retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts and long-sleeve shirts, phone cases and mugs, blankets and pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com/Row1 for access to the full Row One catalog for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorial Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Visit Row One at sportshistorynetwork.com/Row1.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.